Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Harbst is here. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's an entrepreneur and a very successful corporate executive. He spent a number of years, a couple of decades, at Solimus Software, where he was very successful. He's now running his own consulting company, and he's the author of a number of books, including Six Disciplines for Excellence and Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. He's our good friend, Gary Harbst. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Gary. Good to have you back all the way from talking to us all the way from the great state of Ohio and the great city of Columbus. Hey, Gary, one of the things that I've told the audience that you were really good at is helping us become better executors, better managers, more professional executives, more professional CEOs of our small business. And you've got a lot of different things that you've helped us with over the, there are a lot of things that you've helped us with over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. One of the things that we have to do every single day, every small business owner has to do every single day of our career, is solve problems. You've got some ideas on that, don't you?
Yes, as you point out, there's nothing we have to do more often, and yet we don't give much thought about how to do it. And we've got outlined in my first book, Six Disciplines for Excellence, what's called a five-step problem solving. And it not only helps you think through it, but it helps bring two or three, four other people into the process so you all get on the same page about how to approach that.
So rather than just take each new problem that comes in like it was like a cow looking at a new gate. We've never seen anything like this before. You're saying actually have a system that's designed that you apply those steps to whatever problem that you're facing.
Yeah, that's well said. And it can be something you apply in 30 minutes, or it can be something you apply in 2 days. It just depends on the complexity, but mm-hmm. same steps apply.
Sounds awfully handy. What's the first step?
Well, the first step is define the problem, and people kind of laugh and say, well, I know what the problem is, but do you? And so, for example, so many businesses struggle with their profitability. Do you define the problem as I've got a revenue problem, or do I define the problem as an expense problem?
Mm-hmm.
And so getting
Do I have a customer selection problem?
Exactly.
It could be a lot of different things.
That's right.
Right.
And so
don't just blame the symptom that's right in front of you, right?
Yeah, and it's very empowering to get a group of people in the room, your small team, and talk through that. Say, well, is it this, or is it this, or is it this? And the solution you design, some of these next steps, will be very dependent on defining the problem right.
All right. Define the problem. That makes a lot of sense. Number two.
Yeah, number two is identify root causes as to, well, why is this problem exist? And so often we jump to conclusions as to what the cause is. There's an old adage that ask why seven times or five times and keep drilling down until you get to the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old story, a business case study I remember from when I was in school, so it has to have taken place a long time ago, but the Washington Monument eroding story, I don't know if you've ever heard that. But basically, it was eroding quickly because there was pigeon dirt on it. And so if that's the problem, then the solution is to get rid of the pigeons.
Right.
But it turned out that wasn't the problem. It turned out the pigeons were eating a certain kind of spider. And to get rid of spiders is a different problem. But
right.
The spiders were there because of moss. And so that second step is really important, and it's important to get more than one voice in the room and say, well, is that really the problem? So that's step two. Step one is define the problem. Step two is identify the root causes of the problem.
For example, let's say that we talked about revenue and customers a minute ago. Define the problem. We don't have enough profit. Let's say net profit. Define the problem. Not enough net profit. Root causes. We're not making enough money. We're not getting enough sales. We should not produce enough gross profit. So we need to push harder, or we need to whatever. And then, well, why are we having to push harder? Well, because our customers won't let us charge enough money. Well, maybe we need a new kind of customer. Yes. So you just keep going through it like that. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly. And eventually you get down to something that's a little more bare bones that we're targeting.
Do you keep going till you can't find another reason why? I mean, basically you hit bottom. Is that what you do? You said five or seven whys. What do you do?
Well, I think by the time you do, I've never seen anybody go deeper than that. And by the time you do three or four of them, you're really starting to get down.
You're getting close to the truth, aren't you?
Yeah, you really are.
Right. All right. Number three.
Number three is develop the solution, and I don't mean build it. I mean outline it or have a conceptual agreement of, well, if we were to solve this problem, here's what we'd have to build to solve it. And so one thing is identify key deliverables. Instead of saying what you're going to do, say what you're going to build, what you're going to produce. Describe the output. So
even if it's just an idea, not something you've ever done before.
Yes, absolutely. So in the case of if in the sales example, if you think the problem is we're not targeting the right customer, one of the deliverables might be a written description of exactly who the customers are, or a written description of who
right.
all you're selling to today, and then you would choose from those. And then perhaps another part of the solution would be to go have a focus group and get those different types of mm-hmm. people in the room. But you outline in very tangible terms what the solution produces, what's involved in creating it.
And it might be that you come down to this point, and that is, what we sell and how we service it, nobody will pay more for it. It's not good enough. And so maybe the solution is we improve our quality. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe the solution is you turn the mirror back on yourself, and now we've got other things to talk about, right?
Well, you're pointing out something really important. This process has to be really honest. And you can't be blaming somebody else. And so, if you don't know the truth, I mean, some part of the solution may be, we only have opinions here.
Yeah.
Some part of the solution may be talking to the customer.
If you're going to solve these kinds of problems, folks, you have to be able to look outside your four walls, and just as hard, look inside your four walls for the solutions. Gary Harbst and I will be right back. His book is Six Disciplines, Execution Revolution. That's just one of them. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.